Today you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 54. It's good for a writer to ask why. When's the last time you asked yourself why? Why am I pursuing writing? Why am I writing this particular project? Why am I working on this book proposal or replying to this email or spending time over here on Facebook when I should be finishing an article to meet a deadline? And why should I be finishing that article? Asking this from time to time, exploring it, maybe even through a quick daily review, can help us stay on track and avoid shiny object syndrome. Because if we know the overall reason why we write, we can say no to the opportunities and requests that come up, realizing they don't fit with our why, and we can stay on track with the things that we're doing because they fit with our why. Of course, we can have multiple answers to the question of why we write. We can write for our own pleasure, to express our thoughts clearly, to get the stories and ideas out. Maybe we write because we want to share those stories and ideas with others, or we want fame and fortune, or we want to preserve details about events, or to make an impact on the world. A lot of writing life questions flow from bigger questions, bigger issues. So although I'm not a life coach, I often end up talking with clients about higher level issues in their lives. If you spend some time pondering this why question at a more existential level or a values angle, determining your main values as you try to figure out your purpose, you may find clarity for a lot of areas in your life, not just for your writing. But that sounds overwhelming, and since people meet up with me to talk about writing, writing is a good place to start asking why. Because writing is a revealing process, a discovery process. Whether we write privately or publicly, we might as well start by asking why write, and let that begin to reveal other ideas about the why of our lives overall. Why do you write? Be honest about your answer. If you really just want to make money from writing, record that somewhere, like in a journal, and own it. Knowing that you want to make money, maybe even earn a living from your writing, will help you make practical decisions. For example, instead of submitting essays to literary journals, you might focus on building a business doing technical or corporate writing. If your compelling reason for writing is to contribute memorable art without regard for financial gain, knowing that is your why will help you make decisions about how you funnel your creative energy. If your why is to gain popularity in a particular genre, you'll study the market and focus in on that goal, and decisions will be far easier than if you generally think you want to write because it satisfies your creative impulse. Maybe you write for fun, to make people laugh, to reveal an issue that you've seen and want to bring to light. You want to help people, entertain people, touch people, connect with people. As you write, your why may evolve, and that's okay. It doesn't mean your principles have crumpled or your dreams are dying. It may mean you're discovering new dreams and seeing new possibilities that you didn't even know existed before. In the year 1997, who knew blogging would be a thing? In 2000, who imagined someone could write a novel or memoir image by image on Instagram? Maybe these new possibilities have awakened a new why, to lasso current technology and playfully discover new ways to interact with people, writing tighter and clearer poetry and prose. You might not have even thought like that in the early stages of your career because you couldn't have even imagined it. You might have looked around at what existed, books, magazines, newspapers, and just simply worked within those constraints. Asking why about a particular project helps us figure out how it fits within the overall why. At some point in your writing, you're going to see some of those new possibilities. You might dream up something creative you could do on Instagram with poetry or some kind of creative nonfiction project. Or you might dream of finding fame through self-publishing in order to have one of the big five publishers sign you and then see your book turned into a major motion picture like The Martian. While you might certainly explore these ideas in a playful, experimental way, and I advocate experiments as a way to stretch ourselves, you might want to just take a second to ask, why? Why? Why do I want to write an essay using Instagram images? Why do I want to self-publish instead of pitching straight to an agent who would represent me to major publishing houses? Why am I writing this blog post? Why am I trying out flash fiction? How does this project fit with my main why, or does it? We can so easily veer away from our main why only to realize it represented our deepest values. So the answer to why on a particular project can get us back on track. Also, by realizing the reason we're doing a particular project is to propel us toward our big goals, we can carry on through a challenging project, knowing it's part of this bigger plan and fulfilling the bigger why. Charles Duhigg, in his book, Smarter, Faster, Better, writes, when we start new tasks or confront an unpleasant chore, we should take a moment to ask ourselves why. Why are we forcing ourselves to climb up this hill? Why are we pushing ourselves to walk away from the television? Why is it so important to return that email? And I might add, why research this topic? Why finish this blog post? Why send a query to this magazine? Duhigg continues, once we start asking why, those small tasks become pieces of a larger constellation of meaningful projects, goals, and values. We start to recognize how small chores can have outsized emotional rewards because they prove to ourselves that we are making meaningful choices, that we are genuinely in control of our own lives. That's when self-motivation flourishes, when we realize that it is part of a bigger project that we believe in, that we want to achieve, that we have chosen to do. In the appendix, Duhigg explains how he motivated himself to read these studies, these kind of dense studies while traveling on an airplane. And he would write at the top of the sheaf of papers he was going to go through why it was important. Seeing the reasons at the top of the paper made it much simpler and more motivating to start. He felt in control, like he was moving toward meaningful goals. If you need motivation or clarity or vision or direction for your writing life or for a particular writing project, ask yourself why you write and why you're writing this particular piece. Hopefully your answers will help you get started, feel in control as you move toward meaningful goals, toward the writing life you really want. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.